Hey, this is Dan from the Comic Book Pit with CBP Audio Boo number 79, Avengers number 246. So this is one of those kind of in-between issues, as I like to call it, or you're probably familiar with it, where it's kind of in-between stories. There are some story threads maybe that they're picking up from previous issues, or they are story threads that are new that are going to be leading into future stories. But basically, this is just kind of an in-between issue with not a lot going on, or you know, not really a lot of gravitas to this issue. For example, we have there are basically three separate stories going on in this one single issue. The first one, and kind of the least interesting or the least exciting, is the fact that Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, she reveals her costume identity to her parents, Frank and Maria Rambeau, and this is, you know, their first appearance, their first Marvel appearance. And of course, there's the obligatory one-page recap of her origin as she's, you know, deciding whether or not to tell her parents about her secret identity, which she does. She, you know, flies over and reveals her powers and tells them what happens, and in a very sweet moment, you know, both parents are just super proud of their daughter, and they, you know, they do a big family hug, which is really sweet. The second story, which is a little more interesting, has to do with the Vision and Scarlet Witch. And this is, you know, looks like the Vision's continuing project where he's trying to make the Avengers more prominent in the, you know, in the government, you know, more of a government type of agency, or have more power within the government. Within the first few pages of this issue, you see Vision and Scarlet Witch enjoying the company of President and First Lady Reagan, and this is also a notable issue, as this is Nancy Reagan's first appearance in a Marvel comic. So yeah, if you've got, you know, a CGC-graded issue of this book, it may be worth a lot of money, because this is Nancy Reagan's first appearance. You know, slab that and keep it forever. So you, you know, you come to find out that there are a couple of different scenes. The first one is the Vision and Scarlet Witch at the White House, with the Vision kind of, you know, having the president's ear in secret chambers. You don't really know what they're talking about. And then later on, when they're done, you see the Vision and Scarlet Witch flying home. But rather than, you know, chilling in the Quinjet, they are slumming it with us normal folks in a passenger jet. And they're just sitting in coach, costumed. They're just sitting in coach, and everyone's just kind of like, wow, that's really them. That's the Vision and Scarlet Witch. And the, you know, stewardesses, or, you know, the flight attendants are like, well, you know, what can I get you? And Vision's like, I will have coffee, no cream, some sugar, and my wife will have tea. I don't know if that's what he sounds like. That's what he sounds like in my head. You know, so he's kind of like, you know, just a normal Joe to the rest of the slobs flying. And then the last scene with those two is they are, you know, they're at the airport, and of course there's a bunch of newscasters and, or I'm sorry, you know, media people, and they're saying, you know, hey, Vision, the rumor is that you were with the president, and you know, that you want to make the Avengers chairperson position a cabinet position. And Vision's like, well, I cannot confirm nor deny. And Scarlet Witch is like, we are having a discussion when we get home, because this is some bullshit that you're not telling me nothing. So that's that. The rest of the story has to do with Star Fox and the Wasp kind of crashing a party. The Wasp is a little bored. You know, she has this quick conversation with Hawkeye, who is busy turning an old actor's mansion into the West Coast Avengers compound. And, you know, she's kind of feeling a little down because she's, I'm so bored. I've got nothing to do. Star Fox is like, hey, let's go to a party. So they go to this party, and it's thrown by Cersei, who, you know, as the readers, you know, you might not be familiar with Cersei, but she's one of the Eternals, and she's just kicking it in New York. She doesn't really want to have anything to do with her Eternals family back in Olympia, but that is going to be a problem, because midway through the party, oh, and by the way, they run into She-Hulk, who is dressed like a sister wife. But hey, it was, you know, the fashion back then. But she looked pretty ridiculous in this, like, high-necked dress with frills and whatever, lace coming out of these long sleeves. This kind of strike team called the Delphin Brothers crashed the party, and they're like, hey, you're coming with us, Cersei. And Star Fox, Wasp, and She-Hulk all jump in, and, you know, they try and repel the attackers, or the, you know, the this kind of strike team. However, they are successful in capturing Cersei. Wasp and Star Fox follow along. They kind of stow away on the Delphin Brothers' craft. Oh, and this is after the Wasp literally stings a Delphin Brother in the ass. There's no denying it. She goes right for the cheeks. Anyways, so the next thing you know, Star Fox and Wasp are smack dab in the center of a big in Olympia. There's some big goings on, and the Eternals are none too happy that they have some outsiders interfering in their affairs. So it looks like that's where things are going to pick up in the next issue of Avengers. So this is Dan from Comic Book Pit with Audio Boo number 79 talking about Avengers 246. And we will see you next time. Just the